Tonight is the premiere of a new ABC sitcom produced by the company run by Lorne Michaels, the creator of Saturday Night Live. It's called Sons and Daughters, and our TV critic, David Bianculli, finds it to be a primetime surprise.
One of the dirty truths of being a professional critic, don't worry, I won't tell you all of them, is that a critic never comes to the table with no expectations or without preconceived notions. Not if you've done your homework or even remembered what you've seen before. Depending upon the people behind a project and starring in it, you slide in the preview DVD hoping for the best, expecting the worst, or something in between. That doesn't mean there aren't surprises in store, good and bad. Tonight, for example, CBS premieres a new drama series called The Unit, about a top-secret military strike force and their wives back home. It's by playwright David Mamet, who wrote Glengarry Glen Ross, and TV writer-producer Sean Ryan, who created the gritty cop show The Shield. With those credentials and that pairing, expectations for The Unit are high. But the show itself is much more involving and convincing on the home front than during the military sequences. At best, it's an average show. Surprisingly average. On the other hand, there's the case of Gregory Thomas Garcia. He's the comedy writer who created Yes, Dear, a sitcom that for some inexplicable reason remains on the air. I disliked everything about Yes, Dear, so the fact that he had a new sitcom coming out at the start of this TV season filled me with nothing but dread, until I saw it and absolutely loved it. Somehow, the same guy who made Yes, Dear found it in himself to produce My Name is Earl, my favorite new comedy of the season. Well, here comes another surprise as pleasant as that one. Tonight, ABC premieres a new comedy, Sons and Daughters, heavily promoted as the new show from Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels. It's true that Michaels is its executive producer, but Sons and Daughters, a sprawling comedy about three generations of an Ohio family, actually is the baby of a guy named Fred Goss. He's the co-creator and co-writer, he directs, and stars in it, too. He plays Cameron, a man on his second marriage, dealing as best he can with a somewhat eccentric assortment of siblings, parents, children, and in-laws. Now here's where the game of not-so-great expectations plays a part. Fred Goss was one of the stars of Significant Others, the Showtime comedy in which married people vented their frustrations in couples therapy. That show was improvised by the cast, and it was barely watchable. So when the news arrived that Goss had structured and filmed Sons and Daughters the way Larry David does Curb Your Enthusiasm, outlining plot points very specifically, then letting actors improvise their own dialogue, I wasn't expecting much. When improv actors go bad, it can be a terrible thing to see. Just think of HBO's K Street. But Sons and Daughters is delightful. It's shot like Curb, with no audience and no laugh track, and has the same rapid pace as Arrested Development. This extended family, though, is less exaggerated, more grounded, and the cast is wonderful. The standouts for me are not only Fred Goss as Cameron, but Dee Wallace Stone and Max Gale as Cameron's parents, mother Colleen, and stepfather Wendell. Gale from Barney Miller is great here. On the day of his 25th wedding anniversary, Wendell is helping Cameron and his son work on a merit badge project in the garage, and he pulls Cameron aside to whisper some particularly ill-timed news.
I'm thinking about leaving your mom.
What?
Yeah, and I...
Oh, why? What? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about... You know this, you can see that nest up there, the hen-pecked warbler lives up there, you know, in that nest, which is related to the get me out of here immediacy.
Yes. Bitches,
yeah.
Uninterrupted.
Here's what it's like. I got a better way of describing this. You know, you create this really wonderful box that you're stuck inside of. You know,
sometimes I feel like I'm in a box. I do. And I love Liz, and I love the kids. You're working out.
I can take the old van. I got it all worked out. I got the whole... I can have that thing outfitted in a heartbeat.
What are you, Ken Kesey?
Scenes such as these are very funny, but they aren't played just for laughs. When word of Wendell's unhappiness spreads through the family and finally gets to his wife at their silver anniversary party, her reaction is crushingly serious. There's a depth here to the characters and to the show that makes Sons and Daughters another of this year's delightful primetime surprises.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.